everybody, and welcome to this edition of Stream On with Jim Williams. You know, this is going to be a big time weekend because, as you all know, it is the royal wedding, and any royal wedding is definitely going to be something that everybody wants to watch and watch, not just the wedding itself, but the lead up to the wedding and all the things that go around the wedding. And it's really kind of a cool situation. So we decided that we're going to talk to somebody who knows everything there is to know about royal weddings. And that, of course, is Rima Sakhan, who's the Senior Vice President and Creative Head of BritBox, who is our royal wedding guide. And she will be our guest today. BritBox has put together some outstanding pre-wedding specials that are exclusive to BritBox alone. And of course, that would be Meghan and Harry's revolutionary romance. It's original. Talks about how they got together and, you know, how this whole thing came about. Then, of course, the BritBox Wedding Watcher's Guide, which, again, an original series for them. It's a six-part short form series. 5-minute web talks that they've got, and you're going to want to see those. And then on the 15th, which this week, they premiered yet another one, and it's called Harry at 30, which kind of goes back and takes a documentary, captures Prince Harry before he met Meghan and reflected on his challenging childhood, his adolescence, and of course his heroic career in the army, and what's happened after he's gotten out of the army and is now taking his place in the royal pecking order. So, and of course, then on Saturday, Harry and Meghan's wedding, BritBox will have an exclusive live stream of it from ITV, the royal wedding coverage, which, as you all know, they are a marriage, if you will, keeping along those lines of ITV and the BBC. So you get the two best together in BritBox. And so outstanding stuff. And we're going to talk to Rima Sakhan from BritBox right after these words from Sling TV. Sling TV is America's number one live television streaming service. And I'm here to tell you that I am proud to be a slinger. That's right. Slinging is about breaking norms and connecting people with TV that satisfies through choice and control at a reasonable price. It is a way of life. Anyone can be a slinger. I invite my friends to enjoy the choice and control that only Sling TV can offer. Hey, millions are doing it, folks. You want freedom, right? Well, Sling gives you the freedom and the choice to craft just the right package that fits your interest. If you're a newsie, you've got CNN, you've got MSNBC, you've got Bloomberg, you've got CNBC, you've got HLN, you've got BBC World. That's just to name a few. If you're a sports person, hey, no problem there. You've got the ESPN family of networks, Fox Sports Networks, NBC Sports Network, and much, much more. Lifestyles, HGTV, Food Network, Travel Network, Lifetime. Entertainment, there you go. You got TNT, TBS, USA, Comedy Central, A&E, plus much, much more. Multiple languages? No problem. Sling has 22 different languages at the lowest price on the market anywhere. So give Sling TV a try today. I will bet that you're going to be a slinger just like me for a very, very long time. So go to sling.com. That's sling.com and check out how to be a slinger today. Well, welcome back to Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, and as I said before the break, we are going to talk to Rima Sakhan, who is the SVP, the Senior Vice President, Creative Head of BritBox. And Rima, those of us here in the United States are obsessed with it.
Well, I mean, as you can imagine, we couldn't be more excited. As the ultimate Anglo-American union, which is what ultimately we are all about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're in a really privileged position to be able to, you know, look across the best of the BBC and ITV and sort of curate and select some of the programming that they have. We've also commissioned some original documentaries and sort of a countdown show this week. So this week we've got we have a 6-part we're calling them Wed Talk, sort of documentary daily doc on sort of demystifying and counting down to the wedding. It's an original commission for BritBox, and it's hosted by Royal Correspondent Jenny Bond, who was BBC's Royal Correspondent for 30 years. And there's not much she doesn't know about everything royal. So she's doing five chunks for us as you kind of head towards them. So one gets released every day, you know, based on Windsor, welcoming the world, Harry and Meghan themselves sort of running their lives in parallel. She does a rundown of all of the weddings of the House of Windsor. So we trip back through the history of royal weddings over the last 100 years. There's a great little film she's done called The Awesome Foursome, which is about the kind of new young royals, particularly Harry, William, Kate and Meghan, as a really kind of powerful force for change amongst the royal family, and what the new face of modern face of royal family looks like. Welcome to the Firm is the name of another one of our web talks, which is sort of all of the changes that Meghan is going to have to make. And then what to wear to a royal wedding, obviously less historically based and less pomp and ceremony based, but what we think sort of both sides will be wearing in terms of military dress and the sort of speculation around Meghan's dress, whether that be a British designer, an international designer. So some really in-depth sort of expert, sort of looking a bit further, I guess, for our, you know, Anglophile audience, who we know already very savvy and know an awful lot about the UK and about the wedding itself. Our other original documentary is Meghan and Harry, A Revolutionary Romance. You know, a talking heads and expert piece that's really focused around sort of what a force for change, and really had different, you know, this generation of royals, and this approach is to even, you know, what we saw in just one generation ago, whether that be Charles or, you know, Margaret herself. So some good sort of anticipatory fodder.
It's funny. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I have about 27,000 Twitter followers, and the breakdown is about 55% men and 45% women. And I will tell you that the number one question by far, and I'm talking almost 500 variations of the same question, is what is the dress going to look like?
Yes, I know.
They don't care what Harry wears. Harry could walk up in a t-shirt and a pair of jeans.
I know.
They could not care less. But the dress, I could not tell you how many. Now, that's just Twitter. That had nothing to do with yesterday when I was sitting at dinner with my mother-in-law and my mother and my wife, all of whom said to me, "You have to know, you have to find out when we're going to find out about the dress." So,
well, there's a there's
in keeping
a piece
with
in
that,
our,
what,
there's
what
a piece
are we
in our dress web talk about the extent to which just the secrecy around it is.
Right.
So, I don't bank on kind of knowing beforehand. But you know, beyond just, you know, I tried to make sure that we focused on our original program, making it balanced across kind of what he was going to wear and what she was going to wear. But as you say, all the expectations is around her. You know, she's only having children as bridesmaids, so she won't have any grown-up bridesmaids. So really, it's just her gown that will be the sort of focus of attention. Slightly different to when William and Kate got married, when Pippa's gown got quite a lot of attention.
Yes, it did. Yeah. For good reason, yeah, actually.
Absolutely, yes. You know, and before Alexander McQueen and Sid, Kate, and there's a long tradition of obviously British designers, British fashion being one of the main exports of the UK. So there's a lot of hope that she does, you know, she does go for a British designer, but then again, she's, you know, completely at her will to choose. It's her wedding dress and whatever, you know, things.
Okay, so
in our doc, we've got a couple of designers, very famous British wedding designer called Caroline Castigliano. And really, there are certain rules in terms of, you know, coverage and that sort mm-hmm. of thing that kind of get you into the ballpark of what you think it might be. But who knows?
All right, so you're going to take us up to the wedding and give us the information. It'll be like a pre-game, if you will.
That's right, exactly.
Everything having to do with the wedding, all the histories, all the wonderful weddings in the past, and you know all the pomp and ceremony, and what the ceremony itself is going to be like. Okay, of course that'll be fantastic because we can be watching that all week.
We are streaming the wedding live. We are the only SVOD in the US to be streaming the wedding live.
Okay.
So that begins
at what time?
It's for the early bird fan. It will start at 5:25 Eastern time.
Okay.
That's obviously the sort of warm up programming. Mm-hmm. And then that runs through to it runs all the way through until probably 10:30 Eastern time. But the service itself will be at 7 a.m. So it's at midday.
So 5 hours of approximately five hours of live coverage, and the wedding takes place. You said around 7:30 ish.
7 a.m. which would be midday. Yeah, 7 a.m. midday UK time.
Right, right.
And then we have approximately an hour for the service itself. And then what we know from what Kensington Palace have briefed us is that they will leave. They will leave the St George's Chapel by 1 p.m. And that's when they start an hour long procession through Windsor to their wedding breakfast and so it's quite a long time post the wedding because Windsor is a much more compact place. It's a bit harder to get large amounts of crowds in, which is unlike the Mall in London, where you can get large amounts of crowds. So really, them which is going down one street, they can cover a lot of people. But Windsor, they'll do a longer and more intricate route through Windsor after the wedding. So that'll be a lovely chance to sort of not only see the service, but then also then with all of kind of the crowds moving through Windsor. So we'll run that live for the dedicated fan who can't wait to miss a minute. So that'll be streamed live on BritBox. What we're then also doing is we're triggering two streams so that you can wake up with the wedding and watch it, you know, as per real time in if you were watching it in the UK. So in the on the East Coast, that starts at 9 a.m. And on the West Coast at 9 a.m. The live stream will play, and then the time shifted stream for Eastern will play, and then the time shifted stream for Western will play.
Okay, and that's not, you say 9 p.m.
on 9 a.m.
Yeah. I thought that was pardon me, because I was thinking of perhaps you were going to do a recap and a highlight show, right?
So we also will have a highlight show that will play out in the evening, which we hope to have edited and turned around and up on the site by about 8 p.m.
Okay.
So there'll be an hour-long highlight show. So the streams in the morning, the live stream and the time shift stream are both the five-hour full end-to-end, soup to nuts. And
will that be BBC or ITV or both?
It's going to be ITV's coverage.
Okay.
So they have a studio on the Long Walk, which is that long road that goes all the way down to the castle.
Right.
Recognised on it. So they've got their own studio there, and we'll be taking that exclusively.
Well, certainly ITV is an outstanding broadcasting service, and you know, you're not going to be cheated in any way, shape, or form by their production.
No, they've got a great lineup. It's hosted by Philip Schofield, one of their Daytime This Morning and lots of their entertainment show producers, and also their lead anchor, Julie Etchingham, who herself has been a Royal Correspondent. So, yeah, it's going to be a great show. So, excitingly as well, we are hosting, for the live screening, we're also hosting an event here in New York. There's a place called Harry's Bar, which we're calling Harry and Meghan's Bar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for our VIPs and our early bird fans, we'll be screening that live. And excitingly, the IT show is going to come to us in New York. So they'll do their bounce around. So here's a pub in Manchester, here's the troops in Afghanistan watching it, and here's the people in Harry's Bar in New York watching it. So that will be our box.
Yeah. I know that the British Embassy here in Washington is going to have a special thing going on. And there's all kinds of wedding parties, as you can imagine.
That's right. Have you got yourself an invitation to one?
Oh, I've got five or six. I will be there early in the morning for it. Yeah, I mean, you don't miss these things. They are.
No, exactly.
You know, they're something that are very special, and you enjoy them. And clearly, from a streaming service standpoint, I can't imagine that you could have it covered any better.
Well, you know, this isn't really, you know, this is about us being the definitive British service. You know, we aren't translating it at all for an American audience. This is for those who want it, you know, live, direct, totally ad-free, you know, straight from the horse's mouth. And absolutely, you know, we're very lucky because of our parentage that we can tap straight into those live broadcast streams. And so we think, you know, it is a definition of who we are as a service and as a brand, and that we should be the go-to for, you know, the sort of, we say belt and braces, I think we say belt and suspenders, you know, definitive look back, archive, catalogue, original programming, live programming. And that is quite unusual for a streaming service, yeah. But I think, as you know, we've been doing more and more of our BritBox Now content, which is really about a very live and direct sort of feed into, you know, BBC One or ITV main channel, and bringing shows over, if not in real time, to the US audience. So that's been very, very popular.
Well, I think that, you know, as the world gets closer and streaming gets better, that, you know, absolutely what you've done with BritBox in turning shows around in, you know, in 24 hours or something like that has been outstanding. Plus, I mean, let's face it, BBC and ITV, you have quite the library of outstanding programming.
Yeah, it's a great sort of train set to play with. And it just does allow us to do and have other opportunities, because we can just plug into what the live channels in the UK are doing already.
It's funny, I got to tell you, I've found the Alan Davies spots.
Did you see it?
Oh, I've seen it all the time. I think it's hilarious. I'm a big Jonathan Creek fan, and so to see Alan Davies, you know, and then he played a barrister on, I can't remember the name of the show.
That's right.
But he's, I think that was a triumph on your part to pick him to be the spokesperson, because he definitely embodies the whole channel.
Well, that's right. Oh, I'm really pleased that you've seen it. No, we were really delighted when he agreed to do it for us. And, you know, as you say, Jonathan Creek is super successful on the service anyway. But he was the perfect sort of affable Brit. And we wanted to bring a bit of charm and and wit to the spot, as well as, you know, introduce an audience to what BritBox was. So there was a lot that we had to get through, but he did it very effortlessly, and you know, he's got a bit of a stick in his eye. So yeah, we were delighted with the way it turned out, and it's been really successful for us. And as you say, you know, anecdotally, lots of people have said, "Oh, I've seen your spot. I've seen that go out." And not everyone knows that it's Alan Davies per se, but it's that guy from Greek.
Jonathan Creek.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So watch all the pre-events that you've got going, and I'll be sitting there watching you somewhere via Box on come Saturday morning. But
well, you can watch it on any of your devices, on your mobile, on your laptop, just in case you've big screen.
I've got you
on your big screen smart TV. Yeah,
I've got it everywhere. So
great.
I don't leave home without it. It's in my pocket when I go. So it's you know, it's an outstanding service, and you guys just keep making it better. So this is outstanding. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to meet you, and
wonderful.
I look forward to working with you in the future.
And you will meet you soon, Jim.
Stream On will continue right after these words from our friends at BitTrust IRA. Let me tell you a little bit about my friends at BitTrust IRA, okay? The world of cryptocurrency is both exciting and daunting, okay? It's not a place for rookies. Look, if you don't have cryptocurrency like I do and millions of others in your existing portfolio, you are making a mistake. But now I know you want to take advantage of Bitcoin, but you don't know how. You want to add Bitcoin to your retirement account. Look, you're always wanting to add diversity to your portfolio, you know, and why not look at innovative investments, right? Well, I'm going to tell you what. My buddies at BitTrust IRA are going to help you do this in a seamless and secure way to add cryptocurrency to your portfolio. Their team handles the entire process. They make it easy, okay? Now, their team becomes your team. They explain everything to you in a step-by-step manner, very easy, okay? They answer every one of your questions. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to download a free copy of their Cryptocurrency IRA Investor's Guide. That's called the Cryptocurrency IRA Investor's Guide. It is free, and you can get it at bittrustira.com/podcast. That's bittrustira.com/podcast. bittrustira.com/podcast. Or if you prefer to call, that's not a problem either. All right, you ready? Here's the numbers. 855-642-8800. That's 855-642-8800. Call the folks at BitTrust IRA today. You're going to thank me for it. I know you will. Welcome back, everybody, to Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host. Now, if you haven't yet subscribed to Stream On, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, we make it very simple, and of course, it's free. Now, you can go to the iTunes Store. We're very pleased to be part of the Apple Podcast family. Go to the Google Play Store, Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you're a serious podcast listener, and I know many of you are, we're on the top three podcast apps. That's, of course, Stitcher, Spreaker, and TuneIn. So just search on any of the three. Stream On with Jim Williams. Hit your favorite button, and each week you will get a brand new show sent to either your phone or to your tablet, or maybe even both. Now, we're also happy to announce that we're on the Amazon podcast family. And if you happen to have one of those great Amazon Echo personal assistants, all you have to do is say, "Hey, Alexa, would you please play Stream On with Jim Williams?" And the latest edition of the podcast will pop right up. So we make it simple for you to get us. So please go out there and subscribe today. Okay. All right. Thanks very much. And speaking of thanks, special thanks to our royal wedding planner, Rima Sakhan, the Senior Vice President and Creative Head of BritBox. And if you haven't yet subscribed to BritBox, this is a great time to get that free week where you can take advantage of it. You can watch the wedding and you can see all the other fine programming that they have on BritBox. So give it a try this weekend, okay? And I think you're going to like the service. It's an outstanding service. Now, next week, one of my favorite people on the planet is going to join us. That's right. Cliff Drysdale. Cliff is going to come on. He's an outstanding tennis play-by-play man and analyst for ESPN. He's going to talk to us all about the French Open. So next week, Cliffy Drysdale coming by. Looking forward to it. So, okay, for all of us at Stream On, I'm Jim Williams wishing you a great streaming weekend. Enjoy watching the royal wedding and whatever else you choose to stream. Okay? See you next week.